Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butala.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sweet Scottsdale, Arizona.
Today, Jill and I talk about using Web Harvey to collect comparison values on Zillow.
Oh, boy. Already, it sounds like this is like, and we're out. Like, I promise it's not that bad. This is a good thing, but it sounds kind of like this is a big topic.
Today, we talk about how to make the best out of your new encyclopedia set.
There we go. That's what this sounds like. Today, we're going to dissect and discuss.
You have encyclopedias when you're a kid?
Your accounting, whatever. We're going to dissect and discuss all the tax changes from 2021.
You know, you've kind of made it in life when you don't have to write the titles of your own show anymore. I'm not a writer on the show anymore, and I think that's great.
That's funny. So, okay. I did have encyclopedias, by the way. I remember that.
Do you have World Book or Britannica?
Britannica.
We had World Book. Mm-hmm. Britannica's, that's why you're smarter than me.
Oh, I didn't say I used them. I had them.
Mine were very, very, very unused.
Mm. Remember you open them up and the pages would just crink
because they were brand new? Yeah, brand new. You know, I think it was a guilt thing. Our parents just, they had to get it because
you felt like you're a better parent.
Educated, right.
Yeah, it's true. You had to have it as a parent. It was a something, rite of passage or something.
It was really, truly just silly because any topic you looked up, there was a paragraph on the whole subject. I don't know. Let's say you looked up turtle and it's a tiny little paragraph. You didn't learn anything.
Right.
All it did was say, you need to find other, you need to go to the library and actually get a book on turtles.
Right. Like, here's where the country is. Mm-hmm. Not going to tell you that much about it. Here's the brief overview of the war. You know what? Actually, this is one of the reasons I like encyclopedia. It was a cliff notes to wars, countries, all of that. I'm all about cliff notes.
Like, who cares about what country? You'd look a country up, and it's like their major exports are shale and oil and corn. Yeah. Like, oh, that's awesome. That's exactly what I needed to know about country X.
Exactly. Population. I remember, this is funny. We should find some old. That'd be really good. Like at Goodwill, it'd be fun to have like an encyclopedia to show the kids.
These kids, I'm going to sound like an old man. These kids have no idea what it's the Google and the YouTube, how
lucky,
far ahead and how educated they are at such a young age on anything. And just to have, you know, I said this when I was, because I had a computer when I was a kid. I was real lucky. I started with computers. And I said, my dream one day is to have a computer like in the living room in the corner. There were no such thing as notebooks back then or laptops, but to have like a computer terminal where you could find out the answers to stuff when you wanted it.
Is that why we had that computer in the corner?
Okay. That's exactly what that was.
When we got together, it was a computer in the corner. And like, is that a timeout? Like, someone has to go sit there and stare at it?
Your punishment is to go sit there and learn stuff.
Yeah. That would be punishment for me.
You know, Jill, we're so similar in some ways and so not similar in other ways.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And if you are a Land Academy member, and I don't say this lightly, I'm really serious. If you're already a Land Academy member, please look us up and share your experience, the whole Land Academy experience on Discord. It's my favorite tool of all the tools that we have. I'm in there all day learning with other Land Academy members.
Cool.
Here's a perfect example. This morning, there are two or three people on Discord that are closing deals in the Land Academy group, and they're getting together, talking about what they should do with the money. And one person said, we should buy apartments. Another person said, we should convert office buildings that aren't being used into apartments. And then I piped in and said, you guys are all nuts. We should buy mobile home parks. So everybody's scrambling to look for mobile home parks right now.
That's good. Cool.
That wouldn't happen. No. Before Discord.
And this is when, are you doing this?
Yes. Okay. Luke says, this is not a question. This is a stroke of brilliance on Luke Smith's part. Luke says, on easements, I've spent a crazy amount of time on legal access to properties because, as you know, the way that we buy property, we send out these mailers, we get a lot of properties back, and we review them in the due diligence process, and they don't appear to have legal access. So he says, I've spent a crazy amount of time on legal access to properties. You can look at the deed. You can also look at plat maps. From there, you can look at older deeds and the neighbor deeds. This is up Jill's alley. If you can figure out where the property was split off back in time, it's the best deed to look at, or the deeds from where the neighbors came. Look up all the maps and the legal descriptions you're referencing also. Better yet, hire out a preliminary title company and ask them to make a color-coded map of the easements. This is brilliant. Mm-hmm. They'll do all the work for you and may charge you, may not, if you do enough business with them. This is where the bigger dollar deals shine through. I could not agree more. Even if the title, Jill's looking at her watch. Even if the title company does not find the access, it doesn't mean that it's not there. Go look back further in time, usually go back 30 to 40 years, get the old docs, go to the General Land Office website if you need to get the really old documents from the federal government to the homesteader or from the state on the first landowner. Some of the time, easements are spelled out in there too, and they have saved my bacon many times. If that does not work, offer cash to your neighbors to make some deeds, to create access through your neighbors, seriously. We have great tools like neighborscoop.com to help figure out what properties to look up and where most others don't even know where to start.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
Aww, thanks for sharing that, Luke.
I am proud
that,
to be
that
a member
awesome.
Of Land Academy when I read stuff like that.
Aww, yeah.
So that was Access 101.
You're patient zero.
Why am I patient? Oh, I am.
Yeah, you're Land Academy, patient zero.
I am patient zero.
Yep.
I don't know if I want that responsibility.
Yeah.
Today's topic is as if that wasn't brainy enough.
Yeah.
Using WebHarvey to collect comparison values on Zillow. WebHarvey is a web scraping tool. When I first heard about scraping about 10 or 15 years ago, probably 10 years ago, I laughed. When I first heard about Facebook, I laughed. When I first heard about FedEx, I laughed and said, that'll never work.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious. What do you think about Clubhouse?
I think Clubhouse is great.
Okay, good.
I think Clubhouse I'm over it now. I'm over the old man stuff.
Okay.
I believe that all this social media.
Right.
There is I say the word social media and a lot of people say, they look at me like I'm an idiot. I don't mean social media. I just mean the internet and the resources that are available. You know, I was the last person to get a cell phone. I always held out on this stuff back in the day, and that's just not the case anymore. I drank the Kool-Aid on all of it. I really think that the world's a better place because of all this.
I agree.
WebHarvey is just another current example of why, you know, WebHarvey is a tool to harvest data on websites and put it into a spreadsheet or however you see data to make decisions. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free if you're a member. We have a master subscription to it. I'm trying to get that person who owns the company, who's also the developer of the tool, to do a presentation for all of us to let us know, fill us in on the hidden
best way, best practices kind of thing. What, like, please, can you rattle off the lists, like the sites? Like, does it work with everything? Let's just say I wanted to.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, great. I'm glad we're having this conversation.
Well, here's the result of using a tool like WebHarvey, specifically with Zillow. When you open Zillow and you look, just like we do on the Thursday calls, as part of your due diligence, whether or not you should buy a piece of property or sell it, what you should sell it for, the price, you pull it up and there's a bunch of dots. You know, there's all these properties on a map that. The red dots are for sale property. The yellow dots are, sold properties. And so that's great. You know, you're staring at a bunch of data that you can't use because it's not in a spreadsheet form where you can average it all out and say, for example, properties from 1 to 5 acres have sold in the last 12 months for $1,500 an acre. Great. I'm buying this property. It's right in the middle of it. It's a like-kind property for $400 an acre. I'm probably going to do okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what WebHarvey will allow you to do. When you're staring at the data, unless you're the Rain Man, you can't figure that stuff out. You need to put it in a spreadsheet. So WebHarvey is a tool where it allows you to scrape all that data, puts it into a spreadsheet for you. You manipulate the spreadsheet to make value decisions.
Perfect.
There's a ton of other scraping tools out there. This one, for whatever reason, I don't know why I chose this one. Probably, honestly, I chose this one because the owner of the company, the developer, did a lot of videos on YouTube, specifically for real estate people. So yeah, I can go do it on realtor.com, I can do it on LoopNet. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of sites, but there are specific sites that are very anti-scraping for a lot of reasons. They want to control that data. Realtor is one of them.
Well, how?
Yeah,
how
do they do that? They have a tech tools, or their developers can block it. You can scrape it. You can scrape Realtor, but what it'll do is, if you're logged in, it'll block you and block your URL.
Oh, they can find you.
How do I know this? I still can't get on LoopNet from this computer.
That's hilarious. I have LoopNet online. We're all good. That's really funny. Oh, okay. Why do you have 6 computers? Don't ask.
Yeah, why are you flying to Los Angeles this weekend? Yeah, because I can't use my computer anymore.
That's so funny. Oh, that's hilarious.
So,
there's workarounds for that too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Jill, listen to you.
I know.
This whole tool, WebHarvey, is one big, huge workaround.
Yeah.
That's Jill's middle name.
That's true. That's true. Yep.
So does that explain it? I hope that explains it. It's hard to talk about this without doing a demonstration. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you dream it up, I mean, you can find this is it's an amazing tool. I don't make a decision now, an acquisition decision, without using it.
The point for me is, look where we are today in 2021, what we can do versus what we had 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. You know, Luke's question, when we're talking about Neighbor Scoop, I can just click around and find out everything I want on the neighbors and on the properties and pull deeds and do, it's amazing what I can do right now. In the old days, you'd have to go somewhere or the way we would, work, we're buying 3 states away. So I'm calling and I'm waiting stuff to get mailed to me, and I hope they do it right. Mm-hmm. And I sometimes have to mail them a check and then wait for them to cash a check, and then they'll do the work for me. And it could be weeks before I have any answers. So
what's next? That's my big question.
I know.
So I watched an interview with George Lucas, the guy who did Star Wars. And he said, the movie industry is about 100 years old right now. It's a little more than 100 years old. So, and he said, think about the original movies and think about the movies now. And then he said, very intelligently, think about the next 100 years and what movies are going to look like.
It's going to be like those You're In It movies.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably be
like a hologram.
You probably into it and you can have your own ending. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
I think that's so cool. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on The Land Academy Show.
Jill wanted to end this.
I did.
Tomorrow, the episode on The Land Academy Show is called Using Data 101 in Your Land Investing Career. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. They write the titles for us now, Jill.
I think that's great.
They're going to be brandy.
It's perfect. It's good. I'm glad.
We have Jill Friday coming up again because everybody loved it. Our numbers are so good last week.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
I also created Steve Thursday.
Oh, this will be great.
Stuff I want to talk about. With us. They're all technical topics, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then there's Jack Thursday and Jill Friday.
That's cool. Hey, if you need access to any sort of ownership or property details, including owner phone numbers and FEMA flood map overlays, check out neighborscoop.com. Created by investors, that's us, for investors like you. We're Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.